locomotive. You can't polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream. Still running, rusty old American dream.
And a good Saturday morning to you. That's right, with the help you're going to get this morning from ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Good morning to you, Nick.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Hope you and your crew at Lloyd's Automotive doing the same. Another busy week, I suppose, dealing with air conditioning.
Yeah, it the world opened up and people are on the move again and hitting the road. We've been as busy as ever and couldn't be happier.
Well, let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. If you happen to have any kind of issue with your car, truck, or van, and you need to bring it in for service, your favorite shop or your favorite dealer, and you want to know at least some idea of what might be ailing, call Nick or send Nick a text. Same number applies for either. And that number is 651-989-9226. Yeah, you're right. I've noticed we were talking the other day when we were on the road how much more traffic there is. People are out and about. Of course, 'tis the season, too. But I think people are anxious to finally get out of their homes and do some shopping and travel. What do you guys do when people come and say, check over my car? We're going to be making this road trip. I want to get the oil and filter changed. But what else do you guys do for somebody that want that kind of a repair?
You know, we like, I'm sure many shops have a kind of our seasonal package, which is an oil change with a lot of things that are to look over that kind of pertain to the season. Like now air conditioning is a real focus, where maybe in the winter months we're looking at the antifreeze and the battery and those types of things. So we try to cater a seasonal package. It makes everybody's, getting the full once-over on their vehicle to make sure they're maintained. There are no upcoming repairs or anything that might be looming that we'd be concerned about, a failure of some sort.
Now, I was thinking, as you know, and our friend Dan hears these questions that we get weekly about heating and cooling in vehicles. And, one question might be, I turned on the heat here in the wintertime, and I'm just getting cool air. Or are the heating and cooling systems in cars, I mean, it used to be, it seems to be very mechanical many years ago. And what's changed? And are they a little more user-friendly now than they used to be? Are there many repairs anymore?
For sure. I mean, you go way back, they were operated by cables and then vacuum. And, then we started having little electrical motors that would turn the temperature flaps and location flaps, and now you can change your heat settings depending on where you're sitting in the vehicle. So there's a lot happening there, and sometimes it's wonderful when it's working well and you're driving down the highway and you're hot and you're cold or vice versa and your wife's the other, and it's just easy to keep everyone happy. But when there's a failure in those systems, sometimes it can be a little frustrating to pinpoint what's going on, because there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, a lot of computer, of course. That's all that runs these days, right? Computers seem to run everything in vehicles.
Well, yeah, I mean, most items in the vehicle or systems are computer-controlled, whether it be, as we're talking about, the heating and air conditioning.
Yeah.
A lot of vehicles have electronic power or electronic steering now, steering assist, transmissions, or, we don't have keys to turn anymore. We have buttons to push, and same with levers to switch transmissions. It used to all be mechanically controlled. Now it's electronically controlled, and it's good. It's more reliable. There's less wear items. Obviously, some of the frustrations can be when there's a different type of failure. A lot of times it leaves you more stranded, where before you used to be able to limp along, whereas now vehicles are designed for safety, obviously, more so, and if there's a fault within the system, the car is not going to allow it to operate. So there's...
Go ahead, Nick.
Gives and takes, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of trade-offs, of course. Nick Stoffel is with us this morning, helping you out. If you have any kind of a car question, don't wait, because Nick is going to be with us till just about 7:45, so don't wait. Call in or text in your question at 651-989-9226. Speaking of calls, Camille is calling in from Shorewood this morning. Camille, thank you. What's your question for Nick?
Good morning. I have a 2005 Toyota Highlander. that has 185,000 miles on it. Yesterday, I stopped and got gas, obviously turned off the motor, turned it back on, and there was this horrible whine, which continued as I came home, and the whine was controlled by the accelerator. What I want to know is, do you know what it is, and is it safe to drive it?
Well, that's always subjective. Do I know what it is? A whining noise, you would think that maybe it was one of the belts, maybe one of the there's a bearing or a component. Do I know what it is? A whining noise, you would think that maybe it was one of the belts, maybe one of the there's a bearing or a component where the belt's rotating. The more you accelerate, the faster the engine is spinning, so the frequency or the volume of that noise will go with it. So I would suspect something with the belt. You know, I would fire it up this morning, see if you hear the noise still, maybe open the hood and just to take a look. You know, if you see something looks out of place or doesn't look right to you, I would probably caution from driving. You know, it's a Saturday, so it's tough to get someone to look at the vehicle, but usually if there's a noise, a vibration, something out of the normal, my advice to people is typically have somebody look at it. You know, I don't want to give you advice that, oh, it'll be fine, don't worry about it, and have you get stranded inside the highway somewhere. So definitely fire it up this morning, open the hood, just take a look, see what you see. If something seems like that doesn't look right to me, then I would stop and try to get a hold of your mechanic or your shop to at least have somebody take a peek at it for you.
Thanks, Camille. Camille leaves that line open if you want to chat with Nick at 651-989-9226, or if it's easier, send us your text question. Speaking of text, there's one. It's a 2018 Mercedes. It's a GLE 350. It's got 23,000, a little over 23, almost 24,000 miles on it. And this is a question we have heard a lot during this pandemic. Does it need service if it was only driven 2,100 miles in the whole last year?
So that's a fair question, and we've fielded that question many, many times. If a car has been sitting a lot more than typical, it should get looked at. You know, you don't know, you know, if it's in the perfect setting, temperature controlled, and, you know, away from all the elements, environment. You know, I'm sure it's fine, but the reality is that most of us don't live in that world. The extreme temperatures in our climate are unique. There's not many places in this country where we can have 100 degrees like we did last week or 20 below like we would in February. So that 120-degree swing, condensation's created. There's moisture collected in the oil. The brakes should get a good looking at. Those brake rotors are bare metal. They will corrode, get pitted. So you just want to make sure that the car has been maintained. You know, a lot of times the brakes might, you know, we've had a lot of people, I'm sure our listeners, I didn't drive my car much last year. Now I'm driving and my brakes are making some noise. You know, have somebody look at it, make sure it's safe, but the solution might be to drive it some to clean them up. So I think every car that has been driven minimally in the last year should at least be looked at. You can look at the oil condition. If it's still very, very clear and clean, I'm sure you have some more miles. If it's starting to become discolored or get a milky look to it, it should be changed. And then we're kind of like on a reset. You know, we're starting all over, and I think you want to start out with a good, properly maintained vehicle.
Yeah, good advice. Nick, hang on. Nick Stoffel's with us, helping you out with your car care questions this morning till about 7:45. So if you have one, that kind, call it in or text it in before Nick takes his leave. Maynard, you're going to be next, so hang on. We're going to be back with more here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Stay with us. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here with Nick Stoffel, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out with any kind of a car care question you may have. Nick will be with us till just about 7:45 or so this morning. We have callers, Nick. We have texters. But let's find out, you know, for those folks that don't know where Lloyd's Automotive is, where are you guys located?
Well, as you know, we're in St. Paul. We're at the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. Our street address is 982 Grand Avenue. And Grand's been busy lately. It's a lot of cars moving around, a lot of people walking around. So if you're ever out and about, maybe getting lunch somewhere, you can swing on by and say hi.
Yeah, absolutely. How do we get in touch, though?
If you're ready to give us a call, our number is 651-228-1316. If you're on in front of your device or your computer, we're at LloydsAutomotive.net, which you can make an appointment through if necessary. I think we have that feature off because, unfortunately, or good, we're extremely busy right now. So, but feel free to give us a call or stop on by.
Absolutely. We'll mention that number again before Nick leaves us today. Again, I mentioned, Nick, we have callers and texters. Let's get back to it. I think Maynard has been waiting there in Minneapolis to ask you a question. Thank you, Maynard. What is your question for Nick?
Good morning. I'm an older gentleman, and I have a question, and I please don't laugh at it. Some people might think you're silly. When I go driving and I stop at a stoplight, there's a car in front of me, and then they have some writing in the back, and it like, says four-wheel drive. And then the car next to me will have a sign, and it says all-wheel drive. What's the difference?
Good question.
That is a good question. So more and more vehicles are all-wheel drive, which gives us better driving, especially in the winter months. It gives us more traction, handling. It allows us to not slip and slide as much. Four-wheel drive is usually a feature that you can select. You know, most pickup trucks, some of the larger SUVs, you still have the option for just a two-wheel drive vehicle. A lot of the trucks, where it's a lot more of the mechanical setup, if you remember, you know, like you said, years past, four-wheel drive in a pickup would be very lumbering and very cumbersome, but sometimes necessary. All-wheel drive, they have a lot more of the slipping mechanisms in place to allow the vehicle to handle and drive like it would normally. So essentially, it's the same thing. All four wheels moving the car forward, but four-wheel drive is selectable. All-wheel drive is kind of automatic.
Okay. We're good. Texter says this, it's a 2011 Hyundai Sonata. I took it to the dealer to be serviced. They told me I should have the throttle body service for $110 every 15,000 miles and fuel injection service every 30,000 miles for $130 or so. What does Nick have to say about those services? Are they really necessary?
So, you know, every business, dealerships are a franchise of a manufacturer. We're an independent shop. There's all kinds of versions of businesses in our industry. That's what we always kind of say. If you follow the manufacturer's recommendation, service interval as a guideline. You know, they make those intervals for all the cars they make. None of us drive the same. My opinion would be, depending on the condition of that throttle body, throttle plate, how often it needs to be cleaned, would depend on your driving. Might that be a little too frequent? My opinion would be yes, but I'd have to see it. So get the owner's manual out, see what they have to say for these schedules, take that as a guideline, as a basis, and then kind of adapt from there, depending on your city driving, highway driving, a dirt road. A lot of things have an effect on how we should maintain our vehicle. So the manufacturers, the dealerships are an independent business. I would like to say they're looking out for the best interest for you and your vehicle. So it's fair to ask them why and how come. If that doesn't make sense, you can always go back to your owner's manual as a reference and then kind of use that as the conversation starter.
Yeah, I don't do that very often, and I should. We talk about that on the show, is to check out that owner's manual. It's amazing what you can learn if I can't figure out what is that button for.
Well, cars are complicated.
They are.
People feel, I think our industry in years past didn't do a good job of servicing people. They may be perceived dishonest. A lot of times I feel now that maybe people aren't dishonest, but a lot of times the systems are so complicated that the person selling the work may not be fully educated in how it works. So they're taking a recommendation from a mechanic who does this all day and every day, and they're taking those recommendations and relaying it to a customer, and a lot of times there's some confusion in there, and which may come off as dishonesty, and that might not be the case. It's just a little more of a conversation is needed.
Yeah, true. Sometimes things are lost in translation there, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, we're going to get Ray's question answered here on the phone when we come back after a look at the weather. There's a back to the 50s this weekend, right? I'm missing that this year.
It's as you know, I have the two, Silas and Addison, love the hot rod, so we'll be out there for a couple hours this afternoon, and the weather's going to be perfect. One more step towards normalcy here, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah, and your kids like that stuff, huh?
Yeah, both my, you know, it's the cool paint jobs and the noisy cars. Yeah. You know, I don't know how long they'll be fascinated by it, but I like it. You know, it's kind of a throwback. You get to see all these people's hard work on these vehicles. You've been out there, you've seen them. It's one of those labors of love. I'm sure there's a lot of money being spent, but they create, you know, it's kind of an art form. And, you know, as far as art goes, for me, I guess the car's the way to do it.
Oh, that's gorgeous. They're gorgeous cars. They come from all over, too. All over.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what it's like. But if I remember, there used to be over 10,000 cars out there. So
I believe it, yeah.
From
everywhere. Overseas, too. Well, anyway, we need to take a break. We'll have a look at that forecast, see what's happening for Father's Day tomorrow. Ray, you're going to be next up. Don't go away on the phone there. And we'll pick up on text messages as well here on CCO's Car Care Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with the ASC Certified Technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Nick, we have callers and we have texters, and I know our time is so limited, so let's get to it. Another lightning round. Ray and Chaplin is on the horn there. Ray, thanks for waiting, by the way. What's your question?
I have a 2008 Enclave, and I've had trouble with the electric lift gate in the back, and I've replaced. Now, this is the motor that's in the door that does the locking, not the one on the side. That seems to have some effect on the program of where it goes up and where it goes down and where it stops. Now, this one's working fine so far. I broke one by pushing down too hard on it. It seems like you can kind of adjust where it starts and stops by giving it a little pressure, but is there any updates, or can you program those, or do they need to be programmed with your little iPod or whatever you use, or what's the situation?
Yeah, you can. There may unknown to most drivers, there's oftentimes many pieces of software that have been updated or not necessarily rewritten, but they made some adjustments. Maybe, for example, with the lift gate, you know, they use an amp rate or setting, like meaning the amount of current. So if it sees the amount of current being used to operate it, it thinks there's something in the way, some resistance, so it stops. So a lot of times when they update the software, it'll make those adjustments. So it'd be fair enough to say you might be able to just take that vehicle identification number, call the dealership, say, hey, this is my VIN number. Is there any updated software for this feature or for this system? And they may or may not be able to tell you that. You might have some luck online, too. If there is software that can be updated, a lot of shops these days can do that for you. So it's a good question. It's a fair thing to check into. It's minimal cost. If it helps that system work properly, it's definitely worth it.
Okay. This text, Nick, says, what is my 2018 F-150 pulsate when I open the driver's door, only the driver's door?
I don't know. My thought is maybe we're talking about like when you open the door and there's a, you know, these cars are so sealed up from like noise and such, it's almost like it's waterproof that when you break that seal, there's a little pulsation of air because you're not like you open that fresh can of pop is that, you know, same kind of idea with your car because the sealant is so tight and so, so good on cars, a lot of times when you open it up, you might release some air. So if it's hotter in the vehicle, there might be a little more pressure, or colder, or vice versa. You might be allowing that air to move around a little bit.
Interesting. You might want to.
That's my two cents. I don't know. It sounds good to me.
You'd have to try it yourself, see what the deal is.
Correct.
Nick, this is a text. It's a 2019 Honda Accord. The low tire pressure sensor is on. The tire pressure in all four tires is fine. The alert will not go off. Is there a way to reset this sensor? Do you have any thoughts?
Yes, we tire pressure systems, modern systems came in, some years back, and for good reason. You know, we don't check our tire pressures anymore, and it's an important thing. So a lot of times these sensors, which are under a lot of temperature, a lot of weather, they're spinning around all day long. Sometimes they lose their way. Oftentimes you can kind of reinitialize, you know, ping them, kind of, you know, wake them up, get them communicating with the vehicle. Also, when you're trying to ping them, if one doesn't respond, then maybe we have a faulty sensor. So that car is a new car. We shouldn't have any warning lights on our dash. Take it to your local mechanic. They should be able to ping those sensors, identify which one is not working properly, or wake it up and get it working properly and get you fixed up.
I know one thing you guys have mentioned on the show, sometimes it's the spare tire, if there is a spare, right?
Very true, but it happens on my wife's car often that she says that
really?
Tire light is on again, and here it's underneath the vehicle, and it's the spare because all four of the tires that you can easily check are full.
Huh.
So keep in mind, a lot of vehicles have that fifth tire, and oftentimes there's a sensor in that.
That's true, sometimes, yeah. All right, I know we're almost out of time here. Why does the front end of a 2000 F-350 keep going out of alignment?
On a one-ton truck, if it's going out of alignment, something's changing, obviously. So whether it's a worn suspension component, a worn steering component, I'm assuming that they're saying it's going out of alignment because the vehicle is going one way or the other, or the way the tires are wearing. Oftentimes, we like to blame the alignment, and the alignment's just following the lead here. So if you're not rotating your tires often enough, you get some abnormal wear, and that will make it behave a certain way. So the first thing you should do, rotate your tires as the interval that's recommended. When they're doing that, make sure they, as we call it, shake down the front end. Make sure all those components are tight and secure and safe. If you do those items, I think we'll all find that we don't need an alignment as often as we think.
Interesting. All right, one more quick text, one more quick answer, please. 2016 Silverado. Week ago, the AC heater fan started sounding like a jet taking off, maybe like something is blocking the fan like a leaf. Is there a way to check if it needs cleaning or can be cleared?
Absolutely. Depending, first thing, check the cabin filter. The cabin filters are designed to be replaced so a little more accessible. If you pull that cabin filter and there's a whole bunch of debris in there, we better look a little deeper. Depending how accessible the blower motor is, sometimes it's just the easiest thing to do is get it out of the way. It's a large cavity. You can get a mirror and a light up there. If you see any debris, carefully pull it out with your hand or a small shop vac. That should take care of the caller's or texter's problem, because we do see that very often, especially this time of the year when trees are dropping stuff everywhere. So,
oh yeah,
get that fixed before you create a problem for that blower motor.
Thanks, Nick. We got to run. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's Automotive?
If you're ever in St. Paul, we're at 982 Grand Avenue. If you ever have to give us a call, it's 651-228-1316. And if you're on your device, it's lloydsautomotive.net.
Excellent. Good job, Nick. Thank you so much for the help. And we'll see you out there at Lloyd's, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Thanks. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell straight ahead with his wine chat here on News Talk 830 WCCO.